Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
You heard the story during CBS News. You heard the story with Taylor during our news, and it is certainly making headlines and generating a lot of attention in these parts because of the large Somali American community in town. And just to recap, President Trump on Tuesday said he did not want Somali immigrants in the U.S., saying residents of the war-ravaged Eastern African country are too reliant on U.S. social safety net and add little to the United States. And the quote, they contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country. And he said that near the end of a cabinet meeting today. Their country is no good for a reason. Your country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. And I think it's important to get your thoughts on this. And you can text or call 651-461-9226. But I'm in the host chair tonight for Henry Lake. My name is Steve Thompson. Chris Tubbs is alongside through 9 o'clock tonight. And it is a difficult topic. And for the most part on Saturdays and here on the Lake Show, trying to keep it light, but you know, that's pretty serious rhetoric. That's coming from the President of the United States. Now, there's rumored ICE activity here in the Twin Cities potentially targeting the Somali community. We'll see about that. It is a rumor and has been addressed today. I doubt there would ever be confirmation from ICE on something like that. I don't know why they would do that. But I do, if you can be thoughtful and say that's appropriate. Now, if the President of the United States, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, whether it was a Republican president or a Democratic president, came out and said, you know, we need to crack down on crime, and we need to arrest criminals, and we need to hold the criminals responsible for fraud. We need to hold the criminals responsible for violent crime. Sure. But I think it's extremely dangerous territory in any society when an entire group of people, and I do really believe this, I believe this in my heart, I always have. Most people are good. Most people want to live their lives, raise a family, work a job, pay their bills. And I don't think necessarily where you're from, or where you're from or where your ancestors were from has anything to do whether or not you're a good person or not. And we could get into a long debate about legal and illegal immigration, but I'm talking more specifically about this statement and want to get your thoughts on it. And I just don't think it's appropriate in any way, shape, or form. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Your country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. That is quoted by the AP. Wow. Now, once again, if you're targeting criminals or criminal elements or the people responsible for fraud or armed robbery or theft or whatever, fine. But what does where you're from or your nationality have anything to do with that? And we can talk about enforcing immigration law, and if you're here illegally, I understand that. But I think for most people at this point in time, let's track down the bad guys. Let's follow the process. Let's bring them in. Let's have an investigation. Let's have a trial. But I think the blanket statement, very hurtful and inappropriate, in my opinion, as an American citizen. I'd like to hear from you. 651-461-9226. You can call or text the program here tonight. And some of the texts I'm going to just have to edit on the fly, and I'm not going to read some of this stuff on the air because it's so steeped in racism and generalizations. Why don't we start with this premise that most people are good and decent and hardworking and want to raise a family and pay their bills. Sure, there's fraud, but there's people from all sorts of walks of life committing fraud. There's people from all sorts of walks of life and all sorts of background. Yeah, imagine that. There's Swedes and Norwegians and Finlanders and Germans and people from the UK that commit crime. It's true. It's true. And that's what I think. Blanket statements about an entire community. Wow. 651-461-9226. Chris, I got to get your thoughts on it because, you know, once again, I guess I don't even know where to go beyond that, that it just is flat out inappropriate to lay out blanket statements like that.
Yeah, it's hard, right, when you see an entire group of people be generalized by the worst of them. Because I know I wouldn't want somebody judging, you know, white people based on the actions of a few. And the problem is, Steve, and this goes with anything, that when you've got people that are breaking the law, the natural frame of, you know, logic is going to be, well, you know, this is just typical of what those people do. And that's what we hear. Those people. And it's like, well, no, it's not. We hear about that stuff. And we don't hear about the good, right? We hear about the bad. And unfortunately, that's what it is. And let me say this before I know we're getting a full bank of calls. So I know that we got to get to those. Let me say this, too. When you're talking about we don't want them in our country, this isn't your country, okay? This is their country, too. The people that are here legally, this is their country, too. You know, you're not doing a case by case. Let's get rid of the criminals. You're doing a roundup, you know, shoot now, ask questions later, which is incredibly reckless and irresponsible. and it's harmful. If there was a vetting process, I would totally be okay with that. But they're coming in to bully, intimidate, scare, and round people up. It doesn't matter if you're illegally or illegally. If you look like you're Somalian, guess what? You are going to be a target.
Well, and I just do go back to one thing, and that is, you know, criminal element. I think we're all in support of that. And there is a text alluding to the fraud, and if Governor Walz and so on and so forth did that, you know, I guess we could go down that rabbit hole and so on and so forth. But people are being held accountable. Is it happening as quickly? I know there are people running for governor based on the handling that. And that's fair game, that we are going to stop the fraud. We're going to hold the people responsible. We're going to put the people in prison. We're going to try and claw back the money. We're going to ask for restitution. I don't think there's anybody here in the great state of Minnesota that wouldn't raise her fan. Yeah, absolutely. That more needs to be done to root out fraud and misuse. But to say that's an entire community, or I think that's wrong. And I think lumping any community, and in our history, that's happened with immigrant groups. And my grandma, whose parents were from Sicily and came to St. Paul, dealt with tremendous discrimination way back in the day. But my great-grandpa built a business, built a community, and they were accepted into the community. They were good, decent, hardworking people who emigrated from Sicily. But at the time, went through, you know, terrible, terrible discrimination along the way. All right, let's go to the calls. And once again, you know, I just can't tolerate, you know, any sort of racial generalization. It just isn't going to be tolerated. So don't even bother calling in. Scott Cottage Grove, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Yeah, good. Kind of a tough day.
There's a lot of negativity going on with what you just said in the last 2-3 minutes. Yeah, it's that guy'll say whatever he wants. I don't go either way. I'm neutral. I'm 54 years old. I don't trust anybody but my family. I don't. Yeah. And it's another statement. All these people that he's picking on, this, that, and the other. Did you and Chris and me go to school and take driver's ed, learn how to drive a car, go to a station, do the machine, take your license, and you get license, you get to drive?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are all these people legally to be on the highways? Do we know that? Is there a way to find that out?
Or they just be handed driving privileges? You know, I guess
that's what I was told by a family member that was a 37-year-old police officer, and he knows what he's talking about. So, I don't know. I believe what he says because he knows.
And you bring up a great point, Scott. I want to follow up on that. I think you bring a really good point.
There's a lot of people on the highway. There's a lot of people, lives in danger. If you don't know how to drive a car, you can have 900 billion white people that are race car drivers driving 70 miles on the highway. But if you get two bumps in a road, you're going to have mass catastrophe. I mean, I don't know if you guys seen it, but I see it. There's no reason to be going down a highway at 70 miles an hour doing 50 with your hazards. Well, I'm sorry to say, but who's behind the wheel? I mean, I don't know. That's just what I see, people see. And I work for a company that sells, I'm going to say it, vehicles. And our customers that walk through my shop, I guarantee you they're not contributing to our, mine, his, hers society. I know there's fraud in this world. It's all over the place. It's run rampant since I've got out of high school. We never heard stuff like this back in high school. I mean, it's just, I mean, you guys been working all your life. You got to work for what you deserve and want to have under your roof.
It cannot be given
to you. Where did all the money go with the Feed Our Future and Children? I mean, I'm taking care of my mom. I'm a caregiver for a third time. I lost my two brothers from stuff, and I'm going through it again. I'm a tough son of a gun, and I'll do it. But there's other people that have they don't have Netflix, like real white hardcore.
Thanks, Scott. Here's the thing, and I think that plays into this, that 100% of the fraud is committed by this community. They are not contributing. I don't know if anything could be further from the truth, and that's what's sad about all of this. Yeah, Feeding Our Future is a disaster, and I think there are politicians that are going to pay a political price, and rightfully so. And I will say, when it comes to driving privileges, if it is true, why don't you have to go through the process like everybody does to get driving privileges? If that's true, that's a problem. But I think to lump everyone together who is part of this community in particular that the president spoke about earlier today, I just think is blatantly unfair, because I think there are many, many people, most people, play by the rules and do the right thing. Sure, there's some that don't. But that's true whatever ethnic group you come from. Wherever your ancestors come in this world, there's some that are going to play fast and loose. And if you look at the prison population, well, there's probably a lot of Northern Europeans in prison as well. I mean, my point being is, not everybody's bad. Let's go back to the phones. Karen, St. Charles, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Steve. This is just sickening, the prejudice that keeps coming out of people. And when it's led by the supposed leader of our country, it makes me just sick. I work for a large healthcare system in the Twin Cities. We have a lot of Somali employees who couldn't be more kind, giving, honest. Agreed, to lump everybody into a bucket is just wrong. It is so wrong. And I just can't believe the President of the United States is making this comment and is getting away with it. Where are the people calling on him? It is so wrong.
Yeah, it is. It's hurtful because it's, you know, stereotype, lumping groups of people together. And that's what's tough. And thanks for the call, Karen. We've got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll go back to the phone lines and the text line. And it is difficult because, you know, I like to talk about sports and pop culture and all of that sort of stuff and take a break at the end of the day. But this is one where it's kind of like, a large Somali American population, and to just say they're all bad and we don't want them here. Wow. That's a very bold statement. And I think hurts a lot of people who contribute greatly to the community. Are there examples? Sure. Absolutely. But you can say that about any community. Any community. There's bad actors. Quick break. We'll come back. It is the Lake Show here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It is the late show, Stephen, for Henry. Tough topic. Certainly words by President Trump today that have raised eyebrows. Somali Americans, they contribute nothing. I don't want them in their country. The end of the cabinet meeting, their country is no good for a reason. Your country stinks and we don't want them in our country. Wow. And I just think blanket statements don't get us anywhere. And I just want to go back to that premise. I believe most people are good, wherever you're from. Most people are good. They want to work. They want to contribute. They want to play by the rules. They want to do the right thing. They want to raise their family. I do believe that. And whatever the community, wherever you're from, you could have a big house in Lake Minnetonka and be a criminal. You know, where you're from or where your ancestor, I don't know what that has to do with whether or not you're a good citizen or not and deserve to be here or not, I guess is my point. Let's bring in Jeff. Jeff in Sauk Rapids. Always good to visit with you, Jeff.
When, you know, the president of the United States, the world being what it is, our country being what it is, should be the man most steeped in dignity, protocol, able to negotiate, understand. When have you seen this man show any dignity, any sign of propriety, politeness, character? When have you seen any of that? You haven't. The problem is, most of us think like he does by virtue of the fact that he got elected. In the 1950s, there was a well-known cartoonist named Walt Kelly. He did the Pogo comic strip with a little bit of political lampoon to it. But he quoted, "I have seen the enemy, and he is us."
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Jeff. We're coming up on a break here in a tough topic. Certainly the president has his supporters, but I think in this case, the blanket statements. Now, I am in no way defending fraud or illegal behavior. I'm not. I want people to play by the rules. As our first caller, Scott, from the southeast part of town, called in and said, no, I think you have to follow the rules. You got to take the written exam, and you got to take it behind the wheel, and you got to prove you're able to drive. I don't know if or why there are exceptions to that, and driver's licenses and driving privileges are handed out. Well, I'm not in favor of that. People shouldn't get away with fraud. And I think the people that are calling out the fraud and the people that are now running for governor are right to be calling out the current administration for the fraud, and we need answers. I think everyone can get behind that. No one wants to see that. No one wants to see criminal behavior. They want justice. They want punishment. I think everyone can get behind that, but blanket statements about a community as a whole, we can't go there. Let's go to James in Minneapolis. James, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. You know, I think we can go there because it's a necessary overcorrection. However, I don't agree with his style. I think a lot of people want to hear what he has to say because they're tired of a Democratic governor that allows for all this mayhem to come into to happening, to $18 billion to now in a deficit because of all these programs. And the communities have come from all these places because they know that Minnesota is so free with their handouts. And the reason they're doing that is the Democrats want a voting base, and they've created this voting base to create this dilemma. And now the only person that's in the room that's brave enough to say something, even though I don't agree with what he said, and I don't think it's completely true. It's like being on ice. You overcorrect, and what happens is you spin out. But there's a shred of truth to what he's saying in the sense that there is so much going on within that group where their generations are doing all kinds of fraud, and it's like looked at like a badge of honor for a lot of them, not all of them, but that's where the problem lies, and somebody needs to call it out.
James, thanks for the call, and I think at the root of this is the fraud. I think there is an opportunity to take a shot at Governor Walz, who, by the way, was a running mate at Kamala Harris in the last presidential election. I think there's some in that, and I think this fraud is a hot-button issue. And there is absolutely no question that we as a state, whether DFL, independent, GOP, whatever, we have a responsibility to get to the bottom of all of it, 100%. And it happened on Governor Walz's watch, for sure. I go back to once again, blanket statements about an entire community. Are there bad actors? But there's bad actors in every community. I would assume there's probably rich tax cheats in the wealthy suburbs in the southwest part of the metro area. Yeah, I'm pretty safe in saying that. There's probably some wealthy tax cheats out there that are probably taking millions out of the treasury every year. Can I prove it? No. But it's a blanket statement that becomes very hurtful, you know, to entire community. You know, if you said, yep, all rich white people are cheating on their taxes and taking billions out of the treasury. How preposterous is that? That's kind of what this is, in a way. Now, do I believe everybody cheats on their taxes? No, of course not. But if you said that, how ridiculous does that sound? Sure, there's bad actors. There's bad actors in every community, in every ethnic group, even rich white people. 6:33. We'll come back, have an update on the weather, shift gears. Thanks for all the feedback here on News Talk, 830 WCCO. It is the Lake Show. Stephen for Henry and Chris Tubbs alongside here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And once again, thanks for all the feedback on a tough topic for sure. And we'll continue to follow the story in the newsroom. The talk of potential ICE raids targeting the Somali community. We'll certainly see about that. Our newsroom will be all over it. I did want to get to a couple of texts before we shift gears. Glad you would never lump MAGA gun owners, white males, into specific groups. You're upset about President Trump's words. Never heard this when President Biden would say things. I think there was a fair amount of pushback on that. Maybe not specifically me at this moment, but I think that is a fair observation. And that's why I wanted to read that text on the air, and I think it is a fair observation. Because I'm a gun owner, have been all my adult life, used to hunt more than I do. I'd never do that. People had their reasons for voting for President Trump in 2016, 20, and 24. Respect that. That is perfectly your right. And, you know, I also think, you know, the demonizing of white males. I used an example, though, before the break, and I just want to clarify this. Statements about all Somali Americans, or fill in the blank, any other group. Blanket statements are just blatantly unfair, and I think the texter's getting into that. I think it would be a great step for all of us if we stopped doing that. Someone voted for President Trump or supports the Republican Party or whatever cause. Maybe the Green Party.
Yeah, everybody's got their reasons for why they vote. It's not everybody has the same mindset when they are in this group. You know, I know people that voted for you know, President Trump that are not hardcore MAGA. I know some that are, you know, older women. That's fine. But I just feel like to put everybody in one pot and just say, well, this is the negative that I see from these people. So gun owners, MAGA white men, you're all the same. Everybody that I saw on January 6th, you know what? Those people, those are all a Donald Trump supporters. That's my entire basis for what I feel about Donald Trump supporters is what I see on January 6th. And that's not true. Like, it's unfair to those that don't like that to lump everybody in together. And well, it's always got to be a case-by-case basis, but we are not willing to take the time and actually delineate between this situation and this situation.
Yeah, and that's where I guess I'm coming from. That would be a good step if we could all step back from the blanket statements about whatever group that is. Blanket statements about any group in particular would be a really, really good start. And once again, there's no defending the fraud, the systematic fraud we saw and that it has been discovered. There's no defending that. But I also think, you know, a blanket statement is ridiculous that all rich white people are cheating on their taxes. Well, no, they're not. So that's where I feel like something could come out of this where it's like, let's stop doing that.
But are people willing to have that conversation, though, Steve? I feel like we are at the point where I don't see people sitting down and wanting to have a constructive conversation about that, because you see some of the things that you know that have been texted in tonight that you can't read on the air, and you're like, if that's the mindset that we're dealing with, then we've got absolutely no chance to have a productive, constructive dialogue. We have nothing that is going to move this conversation forward if you don't have people that are willing to sit down and honestly have an open and constructive dialogue. You've just got a lot of people that are set in their ways, and it's like, this is how I feel. I'm not willing to look at anything else. I think that's a problem that we have, and I just don't know that we're ready to get out of it. We may be too far down that rabbit hole, honestly. I don't want to be the pessimist, but I feel like we're too far down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, and I think...
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
For me, it's easy. You know, it starts with the laws on the books and, you know, law-abiding citizens versus not law-abiding citizens. And, you know, rounding up and punishing criminals wherever they are is the key. And I think those are simple concepts that people can get behind for sure. And I one of the things we've seen on the text line, and I think really spurred this, and I want to bring it up one more time. You know, Governor Walz, very critical of President Trump, ran with Kamala Harris. We all know the story in the presidential election and loss to President Trump and Vice President Pence. And now you have the fraud, and it is eye-opening. It is eye-opening in the fraud and the accusations, and I think it is correct for us to want to get to the bottom and the root of the, you know, what did the government, what did the administration, what did state government, what did the state administration know, and when, and what was done or not done to stop, you know, this alleged widespread fraud. Some people have already been convicted, etc. All of that is very, very important. I think the vast majority of Minnesotans want those answers and want to get to the bottom of that. You know, whoever the perpetrators are, whatever community they come from, but to just use that to paint an entire community with a broad brush certainly is not fair. 644 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. I think we're going to take another break and come back. Timberwolves are on the road. They're at Smoothie King Arena in New Orleans, not once, but twice this week. And I've got a thought about the NBA season. I've had a hard time getting into this NBA season. And you get the sense that all the other clubs are playing for second. And it's early December. We'll get into that here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Wild are on the road. They make a trip through the old Northwest Division and Seattle. They start in Edmonton tonight. Sarah McClellan will join us. She covers the Wild for the Star Tribune.
What time is it there? Like 2 o'clock or something? Like how many time zones over is that?
Oh, it's just mountain time.
That's mountain time? Really? It seems like so far away.
Edmonton and Calgary are mountain time.
Really?
And then they go out to Vancouver and Seattle, and that's Pacific time.
Oh, see, I think Edmonton and Calgary are just like way further north, so it just seems so much further. Maybe that's why.
Well, it gets dark there at about 3 o'clock.
Well, that's true. That's true. They're basically the Canadian version of Anchorage.
Yeah, I couldn't do winter in Edmonton or Calgary. By the way, Timberwolves downriver in New Orleans. The Pelicans really struggling, and they get two there. So tonight, 7 o'clock. And then Thursday night at 7 o'clock, so Wednesday night, they'll be able to go out and get some great food in New Orleans. New Orleans scares me a little bit. I haven't been there in a long, long time. But New Orleans, a little gritty, you know, really an old town, but phenomenal food. So Timberwolves, good chance to win two on the road. And then they get the Clippers here Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Here's the thing about the NBA season. I'm excited about the Timberwolves. They should be a top six team. They should be in the playoff. I think that goes without saying. You never know how injuries are going to play out. See the Vikings for that. But when it comes to the Timberwolves and the NBA overall and the start that Oklahoma City is off to, this season, the defending champs, great young team, they're deep, super talented, all of those things. It almost feels like the NBA season, even in early December, they're playing for runner-up.
Doesn't
it? And that's why I'm having a hard time getting into it, because it's kind of like, you know, the Timberwolves, even if they stay healthy and have a great year, who's going to beat Oklahoma City in the playoffs?
No, and not only is Oklahoma City winning, but they're blowing teams out. Like, Oklahoma City is beating teams by, like, 18 points a game. Like, they're
20-1.
They are just absolutely ridiculous right now. Like, they are going to... I'm not going to say they're going to challenge the Bulls or the Warriors, but
they might.
But they are going to win 65 games this year. They're going to win between 60 and 65 minimum, no less than 60.
But the 70 number has been thrown out. That they're certainly on pace, because they're 20-1, so they're just beyond the quarter pole. You know they.
One thing about them, too, is they're playing without one of their best players in Jalen Williams. Jalen without the Y. When they get him back, like, Steve, the scary thing about Oklahoma City is their windows just opened.
Right. And they have draft picks and so on and so forth.
I mean, they are so
well run. So that's not maybe the biggest reason I'm not into the NBA season right now, because it, and maybe this is true, because the expectation is, you know, barring a disaster, the Wolves are going to be in the playoffs, and they should be a sixth seed. And I think they're in the sixth spot right now. And as you know, six avoid the play-in tournament and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And but Oklahoma City is running away with it. I just don't see a scenario where in a seven-game series anybody's going to beat those guys, barring major injury.
No,
to SGA or Chet Holmgren or one of their key guys, you know, that they aren't going to lose. And by the way, they're the defending champs. They're young. They're deep. And they say, hey, we've already got a title. And they've come out of the gate. And you know the internal goal has got to be, we want to go down as one of the great. We've already got our title. We've got our ring. We held the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Now they want to go out and make history during the regular season, and that's scary. Now if they don't, you know, in their attempt to go 75-7 this year, you know, burn themselves out and flame out in the playoffs. I just think they're that good, and that's why I'm kind of like, yeah, you know, I've tuned into the Wolves. I've paid a little attention. Keep an eye on things, and had the rough stretch. But I don't know about you, Chris, but I point to that one thing where there's really not a lot of drama. They're just that much better than everybody.
No, they absolutely are. I mean, you look at all of the team metrics. They are the third best offense in the NBA. They are the top defense by over 4.5 points over the Boston Celtics. You know, in terms of just all of the metrics, the point differential. Yeah, they're plus 15.4. That's 5 points better than the Houston Rockets. There are no weaknesses on this team right now. I mean, you can look at the coaching, stable. The rotation, stable. You've got a superstar in SGA. Like, Oklahoma City has everything that they could want. And the thing is, Steve, you know, you're saying, well, barring an injury, they've already got an injury. The only guy that they cannot afford to lose right now is probably SGA. Outside of that, like, you can replace almost everybody, and dare I say that even if SGA is out for, you know, as long as it's not an extended period of time, like, they're going to be able to weather anything. Like, it is so impressive how good they are so quickly. And that there hasn't been any let up. And you're right, it's absolutely scary, because you can put together a super team, but the thing is, they play in the smallest. I mean, Oklahoma City is like the smallest market in the NBA too, right?
Yeah,
and they're perfectly happy there. Like, this is what all mid market teams should strive to be. This is why the NBA doesn't need Anthony Edwards going to a bigger market. They don't need Giannis going to a bigger market. You've got these teams that are having success that aren't in the quote-unquote major markets. So I think in that respect, Steve, let's just kind of sit back and marvel in what they're doing, because they're doing it in Oklahoma City.
Now, here's a miracle of the internet. Smallest four markets in the NBA. And we've got, now obviously you got LA and New York, mm-hmm. and they've got teams, so.
Chicago?
Two teams.
Houston?
Oh, no,
okay,
no.
I'm sorry.
Here at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Milwaukee, Oklahoma City, New Orleans, and Memphis. Memphis being the smallest.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's
TV market size.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
that's...
Timberwolves, they're 13. Now, obviously, you've got the New York Knicks, Brooklyn Nets share. You got the L.A. Lakers, L.A. Clippers share L.A. Then you get Chicago, Philly, Dallas, Toronto, Golden State, Atlanta, Houston, Washington, the top 10. Phoenix moved ahead of... And did move ahead of the Twin Cities television market a while ago. But, it is really impressive what they've done. And you know what? How bitter are old school Sonics fans?
Oh, they got to be just fuming.
Yeah,
they've got, because that's their team. I mean, they haven't been. No. They haven't been this relevant since they had Sean Kemp and Gary Payton and Detlef Schrempf, and George Karl was coaching them. I mean,
Detlef Schrempf.
Detlef Schrempf, you like that?
Good work.
You like that?
That made my night.
Yeah, I thought with a little Detlef Schrempf in your life, that'll, you know.
Yeah.
A little
Schrempf
stampy.
By the way, we have all the news, all the weather coming up at 7. Then we'll go to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, Wild and Oilers tonight, an all Northwest Division showdown. The Oilers covet the Wild goaltending. We'll get into that with Sarah McClellan from the Star Tribune here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Steve Thompson alongside Chris Tubbs tonight here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And by the way, our first below zero night coming up tomorrow night, and then the coldest night so far. Six below Wednesday night. Are you ready? We got the news and weather in a moment.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.